Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, we're rolling the final hour. It's Puck and Slick with you here on this glorious What's Up With That Wednesday. We are in the Team Dave Caraway Studios, Wintermere Real Estate, CarawayTeam.com. Give them a call, 425-890-2728. They will take care of you because they're your one-stop shop. If you're thinking of buying or selling a home, Dave and Danny Caraway of Wintermere Real Estate is the real estate team that you can count on for honesty, integrity, fast results, serving Puget Sound buyers and sellers for 21 years. They simply get the job done and protect you throughout the process. Of course, headlines brought to you by, our good friend, Buddy's Goodies and Glass. Well, there they say, it's always 420 and Buddy's. Quickly, some NBA news. My God. Lots of stuff.
Yeah, just all of a sudden, boom, so, boom.
Kawhi Leonard sounds like he has an ACL injury.
Oh.
He is not playing tonight. He may be, I think he's done.
It sounds like it.
Sounds like he is done.
Man.
Stan Van Gundy fired after one season with the Pelicans. And longtime Mavs exec Donnie Nelson out after 24 seasons with the Mavericks. And LaMelo Ball wins rookie of the year. James Harden's going to be available for Game 6. What a game last night. Yeah. Kevin Durant is just...
Yeah, how have we not talked about that till now?
It's sensational.
Mm-hmm.
I said this to Chris Kidd. This is obvious, but the real point of it's coming at the end. Kevin Durant is the best player in the game, and he is a super, super, superstar. Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Giannis is a very good player.
It all shook out last night, didn't it?
Giannis is just a very good. I'll tell you this. They'll never, I don't think, unless he improves, they'll never win with Giannis being the number one.
Yeah.
He'll have to either go someplace else or another.
They got to bring him in help.
1A will have to join him because his game is just completely limited.
Man, let's bring him to
Portland. He cannot hit a jump shot
or a free throw, really.
Or a free throw. And for some 7 minutes left in the game, he posted up one time. He's 6'11" mm-hmm. with like a 7'4" wingspan. And the one time he posted up, he did a fadeaway
on James Harden.
On James Harden.
On one leg. Which is the time he should have shook him and took him to the hoop.
He's a very good player.
Yeah.
We need to stop pretending he's one of the best players, like he's a superstar. He's a very good player. Until he can, like, he can't even hit a 16-foot jump shot. It's just terrible. Kevin Durant is unbelievable. He's just unbelievable. And when he's on, I don't know if there's anyone better in this sport.
Well, he certainly showed up last night.
Yeah.
Hasn't been in that situation a whole lot just because of the help that's around him, that he's always surrounding himself with.
Just, and Jeff Green, it was funny. It was great to watch last night to see the two last people connected to the Seattle Sonics organization.
Yeah.
And Jeff Green and Kevin Durant. Play like they did last night.
Yeah.
Jeff Green was huge. All right. Starting tomorrow, it's the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines, ladies and gentlemen. And we know someone's going to be in it because he's going to be teeing off tomorrow around 12:41 there in Torrey Pines at the U.S. Open. He's got a bucket hat. He swings lefty. He's about 140 pounds soaking wet. He's from Lakewood, Washington. He's a star at Bellarmine Prep High School. Went on to start collegiately. There at Pepperdine.
He's very photogenic when he's out on the course.
Very photogenic. We just had him on. He doesn't eat cloverleaf pizza anymore because he's on a health kick. But when he does eat pizza, he loves himself some cloverleaf. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. He's back on the radio program. Joe Heisman, Pepperdine University, Lakewood Zone, playing in the U.S. Open tomorrow. He qualified for his very first U.S. Open. Joe, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Well, we're not doing as good as
you. Not as good as you.
Where do we find you right now, Joe? You practicing?
Yeah, I'm actually on the 16th green right now in the practice round. It's taken quite some time, so we've been out here for about 5 hours. But
yeah, how long do those things last? Those practice, is it like your Muni course on a Saturday?
Pretty much about that. I mean, we're waiting on every shot. Everyone's taking their sweet time around the greens. And, I mean, I can't complain out here. Every minute out here is pretty fun, so I'm enjoying it.
Who are we waiting on? Like, who's up in front of you right now, and are you tempted to hit into them to get them moving?
Yeah, we got Cameron Champ and I think Gary Woodland in front of us, and they're pretty slow, so I've been pounding into them on the last few holes.
Hey, should.
Start yelling. Do us a, put the phone down and start. Hey, Woodland! Pick up the pace. It's not like you won one of these things before.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess I've never been ready to do the biggest accomplishment in my life. So I guess from your standpoint, like, you've got to take everything in. So what, atmosphere-wise or just whatever's going on around you, like, what's been the most striking thing to you about this whole experience this week?
Yeah, I mean, today is the first day that we've had fans out here, so it's been pretty cool to have some small galleries, but I think that's going to be the biggest thing is kind of dealing with those nerves of having thousands of people out there. And I mean, I probably won't have too big of a crowd the first couple of days, but also just handling the pressure of playing in a major championship is going to be pretty high. So I got to play with Victor Hovland and Henrik Stenson yesterday, and I was definitely pretty nervous to start, but it was kind of a good warm up to feel a little bit of those nerves and be able to work through it. But that's probably the biggest thing for me is handling the mental side of it.
Who are you playing with right now?
I'm playing with some of the Pepperdine guys. So Roy Coots, Sahith Sigala, and RJ Mackey is an alternate. So we're out here just practicing and about to finish up.
Okay, do you want to, if you need to hit a shot, you can hand it to one of your buddies if you need to hit a shot.
No worries. I'm just going to take a couple holes off and probably try to play 18, but I'll be all good. I've played enough this week, so.
No
worries. You feel prepared.
Yeah. How deep is it? Like, I mean, that rough. We've watched it. We've seen it. Like, I mean, try to articulate if your ball goes in the rough. And so I know sometimes it can stand up, like on top of the grass because it's so thick. But when it gets down below, I mean, how many inches, feet? What are we talking about here?
Yeah, I mean, the rough's probably 6 to 8 inches long and around the greens. So, I mean, what we're used to in college, it's never really more than 4 inches. And this is definitely the biggest or thickest rough that I've seen in my playing time. And it's pretty patchy. So sometimes you'll hit in the rough and you just have no idea if you're going to be totally screwed, have to chip out, or if you'll get a teed up line, be able to get it to the green. But around the fairways, it's not terrible. Around the greens, it's really bad. So pretty much staying either on the fairways or in fairway bunkers or greenside bunkers, it's not going to be too bad, but the rough is pretty brutal. Yesterday on hole 12, I was in the right rough, and I tried to hit hybrid out, and I went after it 100% and went about 4 feet in front of me. So I'm going to try to avoid that and make sure I make the right calls on when to go forward and when to chip out, but it's pretty brutal.
You just described my hybrid from the fairway. So 12 of maybe a trouble. Are there any, you know, going through it and everything, any trouble spots for you, any places where you're like, okay, I gotta really focus in here?
Yeah, I mean, there's some really, I mean, honestly, the whole course is tough. So like, there's some stretches like 11 12 13 14 15 is a pretty good stretch of just demanding holes, long par fours where you can stripe a driver and you're still gonna have 4 or 5 iron in. And then around the greens, it's not any easier than the tee, and the fairways are as tight as I've ever seen. So, I mean, the whole course, you don't get much of a break. I mean, that's kind of what's expected in a U.S. Open. Pars are going to be pretty good all week. But there are a couple tee shots that don't set up great for me. I mean, I like to see the ball go right to left, and there are a couple left to right dog legs, but there's not too many trees out here, so you can kind of pick your start line wherever. But it's really more for me just kind of about getting clear visually on the shot I'm trying to hit and not getting too caught up in what the hole sets up for, because it's pretty demanding if you're just looking at the tees, and I just got to make sure I kind of focus on doing my thing. But the whole course is pretty dang hard, so I'm looking forward to the challenge, though.
Joe Highsmith is with us, a Pepperdine golfer from Lakewood, Washington, played his high school golf at Bellarmine Prep. You can follow Joe and follow all of it this week at the U.S. Open, and Joe Highsmith, 33. What have you got a chance to play with anyone cool this week at practice rounds?
Yeah, so yesterday was pretty cool. We ended up, me and my friend Ollie Osborne from SMU were playing, and Victor Hovland and Henrik Stenson were the group behind us, and it was pretty slow, so we were kind of hanging on the 10th green and just waved them up to come play, and they went and joined us, and we played a match on the back nine starting on 11, and me and Ollie were pretty nervous to start, and we were a couple down early and then kind of got into gear, and we ended up sweeping them, so it was pretty fun to take some money off those guys.
Wow. Now, what I mean, you're a poor wait a minute here. So you and who was the other golfer?
Ollie Osborne from SMU. He was runner-up at the USAM last summer.
Yeah. Okay, so you and Ollie Osborne, two broke college kids that are eating, you know, Chick-fil-A every night or McDonald's because you have no money. You take money off Henrik Stenson and Victor Hovland?
Yeah, I mean, it was just push-ups. You know, we can't do money out here. But
push-ups. That's code for money, push-ups. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's not about the money. It's just about the competition. And it was pretty cool to take those guys down. And it was a fun day. But, yeah, that's all I've done. So the other couple of days I played with just some friends and Pepperdine guys. But it was cool to at least get one group with some stars.
All right. What kind of game were we playing? Like a Nassau game? What do we got?
Yeah, it was a best ball. Two birdies beats one, and just match play.
Okay.
I think Victor birdied 11 and par 12, par 13, and I think we were two down through three, and then I birdied 14 and 15 and got it back to square, and then par 16, and they made a couple bogeys. And then we ended up tying 17-18. But it was pretty fun to kind of be competing and having some competition with those guys. I mean, it was awesome. I mean, they're so good, but it was cool to hang with them and end up taking them down.
Hovland's a pretty young guy. He's pretty ripped. Who do you think you could do more push-ups than? You or Victor Hovland?
Definitely Victor. He's put some work in the gym the last couple of years. And I mean, I'm just skinny, 140. You guys know me, but
140. I mean, generous is.
Yeah, but that means you just have less to push up.
That's fair.
You know,
point.
That's a help.
Yeah, that's true.
does it in a weird way of playing? Does it give you, seeing that you held your own and beat these guys? Does it give you confidence knowing that, hey, not that you needed it, Joe, because you probably are very confident already, but that when you play against these guys, Victor Hovland, winner on the tour, Henrik Stenson, major winner, right?
Yeah,
that you can play on this level with these guys, that you're maybe not an awestruck of them?
Definitely. I mean, that was what was kind of cool was the start of it. I was like, I know Victor from college, so I knew him. But obviously, Henrik Stenson is one of the guys that, I mean, is just a legend in the game and one of the best players in the world. And I was definitely a little bit awestruck to start and kind of nervous. But we started talking more and I got a little more comfortable. And once I was able to kind of free up a little bit and play my game, it was cool to see that I can totally hang with those guys. And that's what it is. I mean, this week is so much more about handling the mental side of it than, I mean, everyone here is really good. And it's cool to know that my physical game is up there with theirs, but it's kind of more about handling the mental toughness side of it.
What's your goal for this week?
Well, I don't have a goal that's results oriented. I mean, my goal is to just commit to every single shot to the best of my ability. And I kind of have like a grading scale of how well did I commit to it, which includes like, did I have a clear picture of what I was trying to do? And did I go through with that thought? And, if I can do that every time, I mean, that will be a successful week, and who knows where that's going to stack me up, but I don't have any goals like making the cut or top 20, anything like that. Going to try to do my thing and kind of see where I stack up against these guys.
You have built up a relationship, I think, I don't know how close it is or how often you guys talk, with Freddie Couples. He congratulated you after you won the national championship, congratulated you after you qualified for the U.S. Open. What is that relationship like? And if you can you share maybe some advice that he gave you about this week?
Yeah, so I actually have started talking to him quite a bit over the last few months, and we got to play quite a bit of golf this last fall. So, you know, the relationship kind of got stronger at that point, and I mean, he's been so supportive. And, like, I went on his – he was doing some kind of radio show a couple of days ago, and I went on there and we talked for a little. And, I mean, he's just been kind of telling me this week to basically just keep doing what I'm doing and not get too caught up in the moments or whatever and just focus on my game and just kind of trust that I have the ability and just allow it to come out and don't get caught up in the moment or how big of a deal it is, anything like that. But another thing, I mean, too, he just always says, like, you know, ball strikers win tournaments and just keep doing that thing. I mean, that's kind of how my game is. I hit the ball pretty well, and if I can do my part around the greens, usually I'll be okay. But that's pretty much it. I mean, just kind of some of the basic stuff. But it's just cool to have him kind of on my side and supporting me this week.
That's awesome. That has got, I mean, Freddie Couples is one of the all-time legends in this sport. I think especially for anyone that's local around here too. I mean, the best, most beautiful swing that you've probably ever seen. It's so relaxed and so smooth.
Yeah.
That's just, I mean, Joe, it's just got to be a thrill for you that he has reached out to you to build this relationship, to kind of pass the torch and whatever knowledge that he has about the sport.
For sure.
To you.
Exactly, yeah. No, I mean, it's been so great to have him helping me out with this stuff. And it's pretty cool when I check my phone and I got a text from Fred. It's always an exciting moment, no matter what it is. But it's pretty awesome.
What? Who's on the bag? Do you have anybody that you know that's on the bag this week? Or who's going to be caddying for you?
Yeah, so my buddy Joey Versich from he plays on our team at Pepperdine. And I don't know if you saw, but he was the kid running up the fairway on 18.
Oh, yeah.
Fun with his club. Yeah. He's on the bag this week, and he's from La Jolla, and he's played here a bunch of times, and he won the State Am at Torrey last summer, so he knows the course really well, but it's kind of a nice combo with, like, that fun atmosphere and kind of just enjoying the week in combination with having quite a bit of course knowledge, so I figured it'd be kind of the best of both worlds there, and he's been great so far, so we're looking forward to starting tomorrow.
Are you going to, like, really give it to him, like, after a bad shot or something? Just be like, hey, Jesus, man, how about a better number?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, if I mess up, it's on him. So I'll make sure to let him know that. Never the player's fault.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, that's a bad – is there anyone – we asked you earlier about, you know, not being awestruck by anyone, and you played with Henrik Stenson and Victor Hovland the other day. Is there anyone that you'd like to go out and meet? Like, and have you already done that? Like, shake hands and, you know, like, introduce yourself this week at all?
I mean, not really. Like, obviously, I look up to a lot of these guys, but for me, kind of my mentality this week is to really try to not make it a bigger deal than it is. I mean, at the end of the day, it's just a bunch of guys going out and teeing it up, and obviously, it's pretty cool to see Brooks eating lunch next to you and Rory walking through and Bryson walking through, but I'm trying to kind of avoid thinking too much about the noise and really stay focused. But I figured I just wanted to get one cool practice round with some of those guys, and to have Victor and Henrik be that group was pretty cool. But, I mean, Rory's my favorite, so hopefully I can get, like, a Saturday pairing with him or something. But I'm probably not going to go up to him and have a fanboy moment. But, I mean, all these guys, like, any of those kind of top guys in the world are guys that I look up to, and it's pretty cool to see him, like, on the range warming up next to you. But and Jordan Spieth would be another one, but yeah, that's pretty much it.
You hear that confidence in him there, Slickhawk?
Yeah.
I hope to get paired up with him on Saturday.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, Joe. Hey, quickly, did you want to see Bryson and Brooks get teed up to get paired up together? Because I know I did. I wanted to see that.
I know. I was hoping for that. I saw Brooks walking by, and I saw Bryson walking by the other day, and I wanted to stop Brooksy when he walked by, but I didn't have the belt to do it. So. But no, I mean, it's cool to see both of them, and I mean, that'd be sick if they got paired together on Saturday or Sunday or something.
It would be great. Hey, well, air from everyone back home here in the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Tacoma, Lakewood area. University play, just all around the state of Washington. We're all pulling for you this week, Joe. You know, have a blast, have fun, hit them straight. You know, make a bunch of birdies and pars, and just have a blast. And we'll be watching from afar, cheering you on.
Yeah, no, thank you guys so much for the support and having me on. It really means a lot for you guys to be supporting. So I'm pumped for the week to start. But thank you guys again.
Yeah. Well, good luck. There he is, Joe Highsmith from Lakewood, Washington. Plays a collegiate golf at Bellarmine Prep. At Pepperdine. Is high school golf at Bellarmine Prep, and he has qualified for the U.S. Open. This is, I was going to ask him at the end. Most likely will turn pro here pretty soon. And he's got all the makings of being just a really, really good one. He is about a buck 40, and he is as long as anyone on this course.
But this is the beauty of an open, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, yeah, this is awesome. Qualifier, and you're there. You're there with the big boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool. And it's got to give him a lot of confidence that he played with two pros. I mean, a major champion winner in Henrik Stenson. And Hovland, one of the best young players in the game. And they beat him for push-ups.
Yeah, get down there, Victor. Come on.
Yeah, I'm sure it was push-ups.
One, two, three. What? One, two, three. Beat your faces.
Wonder how much Dad had to front the kids there. Because I'm going to guarantee you that Victor Hovland and Henrik Stenson are not playing a game for push-ups.
Well, you know, they get down the push-up, but then when they get up where their palms just were, all of a sudden there's a fat stack of cash.
Dad, I need a couple hundred. Venmo me. All right, what do we got coming up next? Oh, it's What's Up With That Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, it is.
49451.
Yes, it is.
The Coors Seltzer text line is open, the world's most refreshing seltzer. You have a question for us, whatever you want us to answer, send it right now, 49451.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ooh-wee. What's up with that? What's up with that?
Do you know what the penalty for animal cruelty is in this state?
No, sir, I don't.
Well, it's probably pretty stiff.
Oh, you can't think I'd do this on purpose, sir. I tied him to the rear bumper when I was packing the car. It was very confusing. I must have forgot. I had a pooch like this when I was a kid.
Poor little guy. Probably kept up with you for a mile or so. Tough little mutt.
You see, kids are calm.
Here's the lead, sir. I'm going back to get the rest of the carcass off the road.
Thank you, officer.
See you.
Have a nice day.
Oh, vacation. Yeah, we're a few hours away from taking Goldie on a road trip again.
Yeah.
There we go. A
lot of faith.
Very vacation theme today on the radio program. Slick Hawk will have the controls here for the next few weeks.
Grabbing the reins.
As we'll be in Yellowstone. We'll be headed to Aspen. We'll be going to Arches. Recommendations, welcome. I mean, I think I've got a lot of stuff planned, but if you've made that drive before, let me know. 49451. On the Coors Seltzer text line, the world's most refreshing seltzer. It is a What's Up With That Wednesday.
Hey.
So you get to ask us, and we shall respond.
Ooh-wee. What up with that?
Slick Hawk, what do you got? You got everything?
Oh, for me? No, man. Yeah, what's up with that? It's been a pretty good week.
Yeah, nothing?
No, nothing crazy.
Well, I got one.
Okay.
What's up with Jerry DePoto?
What now?
Did you see where Taiwan Walker said yesterday?
Oh,
after his start in which he went 7 innings, 2 runs, and he struck out 12.
Woo.
Taiwan Walker said, quote, after the game, "I'm happy to be with the Mets. They were the only team that offered me a contract in the offseason." I thought that the Mariners were pursuing him.
Well, I guess he didn't come hat in hand like all they expect all the free agents to.
He ended up doing 2 years, $20 million with the New York Mets. Has an option for 2023. We went through his numbers the other day. Since being traded from Seattle last year to Toronto, he has an ERA of about 1.37 in 18 games since. He's got an ERA of 2.12 this year. And it's been outstanding. It just has simply been outstanding. I mean, he's just been great. And he says that there was only one team that offered him a contract. Well, clearly that was a mistake, Mariners.
I would have liked to have brought him back. I thought he did very well last year when he was here.
Yeah.
Loved the story.
They got nobody for him.
That's somebody. I forget his name again. I keep looking it up, and I keep forgetting.
I'll tell you. I wrote it down. Albert Rodriguez. He was the player to be named.
Okay.
All right.
What's he doing? Maybe he's going to be really good. You know, he's a prospect, so.
What's up with Puck making his kids travel that far with no AC? That's got to be child cruelty. Well, they're used to it. What up with that? They've traveled in that thing before. They know what it's like. It's hot. Two summers ago, we were driving back from Penticton up in BC, driving through Canada. Chilliwack, if I recall.
Chilliwack.
And it was 98 degrees through Chilliwack. It's hotter than Haiti.
That's going to be 98. You're going to be begging for 90.
I'll be begging for 90. So they're used to it. We have spray misters. We have fans in the van. Now, nothing just keeps you cool because it's hot. Lots of water. Yeah. It's hot. What do you want? All right. What's up with the iHeart delay? I don't know. Do we have a delay? Don't we have like a 2-minute delay?
Like a minute.
I feel like it's longer.
It's a little bit of a delay.
I don't know. I'm with you. I agree. We should fix it. What's up with going up 25 up the pass on I-90 in a Westphalia? Well, that's the thing. Now, I don't really go up 25 miles an hour.
Yeah.
But it's about 35 to 40. I'm in the right lane. Actually, I'm not even in the right lane going up a pass. I'm the guy that's on the shoulder with the hazards on.
Oh, no.
Well, that will be me. When you go up the 4th of July and then the lookout pass in Idaho, my nemesis, because it's only, there's a stretch of it, it's only 2 lanes.
Yeah.
So I have to be over there. But I don't like being over there because it gets a little too close. But you got to have the hazards on. There's a few spots where there's a second lane to get over for everyone to pass, but I even get over in that second, but I'm in that shoulder because people are running by me. And I get a lot of, you know, you're number ones. I'm like, what do you want from me?
What's the fastest you go in there?
Up a pass?
Yeah.
40 max. 40 miles an hour. Hey, she got the original in her, man. That original engine. 1.9 liter, buddy. Now, part of my sadistic reasoning with this trip, part of it, I've got the CEO almost on the verge of it, but this will be the trip that does push her over.
Oh, boy.
To
getting the RV?
No, I never will get an RV.
Oh.
Getting a new engine.
Oh.
So I've been wanting to upgrade. It's the last thing on Goldie's checklist to make her a real beaut. She's got new headlights.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Because the current engine's 36 years old.
Yeah, it's the original engine.
Yeah.
It's a 1.9 liter. It does nothing.
Yeah.
But I want to. Let's go.
Well, imagine what that'll do.
Whew. Well, you know, I can go up the hill. I can go up a mountain going 65, 70.
You won't get flipped off.
I won't get flipped off anymore.
Which is probably hurtful to you. When it happens, people are mean. Although 45, I'd be pretty upset.
Hey, but I'm on the shoulder with the hazards on.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Well,
how come that? What's up with no hour number 3 from the podcast yesterday? Was it really that bad? Yes, it was.
I saw that text. Corrupted file. But it's since been replaced. So
they are working on it.
They are working on it.
And it's going to be fixed.
Yes.
So what do you want from us?
It'll be however long it takes out there in computer parlance to, I don't know, update it. It'll be up there probably within the hour.
What's up with Penny? Can we start referring to him as Rashad ProSize?
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa,
or Sweats.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I do like the nickname of Sweats. Because he's always in sweats.
I mean, with ProSize, like, it was something different every time. Like, he would get into the fray, and all of a sudden he'd come out with an ankle or a shoulder or this or that. But Penny, I mean, he had an ACL. And this has all been from the ACL. So, like, I don't know. I'm not going to do that with Penny. I don't think he's injury-prone. I think he had an injury.
What's up with Neil Scott following up his ad for a sobriety festival with a Buddy's Goodies and Glass bin?
I'm not going to go there, man.
Fair point.
Does a penis get smaller as men get older?
I'm good to go first time, every time.
Hey, just know this. For those who get upset about it, what was just played, I do not control that. I was told to cease and desist on that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't get that memo.
Well, that's because you don't get yelled at. I get yelled at.
But I'm the one who pushes that button.
I know, but I just, it's all thinks that I'm the one who does
it.
Let's see. What's up with Puck tempting fate in the van again? I'm a glutton for punishment. We're going to see.
What's up with USA Baseball? I don't know. Wait, I don't know. What's up with USA Baseball?
I don't know. Are they doing anything?
Are we in the Olympics?
I think so.
I think we're playing.
I do.
I don't know who's playing.
What's up with Corn Palace and Wall Drug? Neither place worthy of a visit. Hashtag road trip. I went to Wall Drug last time. Sorry, I've already checked that off. Someone says when you're in Bozeman, go to the Pickle Barrel. Biggest and best damn sandwiches you'll see there. I went there last time.
The Pickle Barrel?
I went to the Pickle Barrel. It was wonderful.
Yeah?
Yeah, wonderful. Great spot.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was a good spot. Good spot. All right. That's it. Thank God. This is over for a couple weeks.
Plowing ahead.
Coming up next, I should say, professional radio.
Ian Furness.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Oh, my sandwich is all wet.
They're all wet. Oh, God. The dog went on the picnic basket.
Dad, what river is this?
The Mississippi. The mighty Mississippi. The old miss. The old man.
Deep river. My home is over Jordan.
How do you like yours, Clark?
Oh, medium rare, a little pink inside.
Oh, you're fine. Light or dark?
Oh, either way, it doesn't matter. Vicky, can I help you with that Kool-Aid? Please?
Mm-mm-mm. I don't know why they call this stuff Hamburger Helper. It does just fine by itself.
There we go. Vacation starts here momentarily. Goldie the super van, back at it again, another summer. Putting into high drive. I found a tracker for you, Slickhawk.
Yeah?
Can track the travels.
Perfect.
I know you're intrigued by it.
Yeah.
Find my friends.
Well, I know how you're doing.
Sure, you're find my friends with them.
Track my tour. That's what it's called.
Can't wait to follow along.
Nah, I don't think you're telling the truth.
What?
I think you're telling
the
truth.
Come on, this is what we all
Ian,
want.
Ian, you ever been to Yellowstone?
I never have.
Okay.
I never have.
I'm going to take a picture of bison. Yeah. Staring at you.
You know what? I'm weird about this. I have no, like, burning desire to go there.
Okay. Well, you don't like our national parks, do you?
No, I don't. I'm anti-national park.
Though. Okay.
Hate national parks.
All right. Wow. It doesn't like a national park.
By the
park.
Way, great interview.
Like a national park.
Great interview with your guy, Elliot Highsmith, there. Do you know how they pick who the practice partners are? Do they just go up to a guy and say, hey, Puck, do you want to play with me in a practice round?
I think that's how, yes.
Is it that informal?
So? Well, what you do is you because then you get your group and then you go get a time. And those times go fast because everyone wants the prime times, the prime practice times. And so guys like Joe and others get kind of stuck with like the leftovers.
Well, I would think you'd want to play like twice during the week. Once when you, because if you know you're early, you know.
Yeah, exactly right. You want to play an early one. You want to play a late play one to late. See how the course plays.
Right. So. You know, but yeah, because I thought it was cool that he played with Victor Hovland.
Yeah, and, he got a money game. He beat him.
Stinson. Yeah. So is he? He's pro, right? Like he's
no, not yet.
Oh, he kept his amateur status.
He hasn't declared yet. So, and I forgot to ask him at the end if he's going to turn pro after this. Most people feel like he'll turn pro.
Would he not have been eligible for the U.S. Open if he was pro right now?
Yeah, no. So he was an amateur.
Mm. He's exactly. in as an amateur. Okay. That's what I was wondering too. Because if he was so not playing for money, because I thought he's
qualifying.
Was
I don't know. I'll be back to it. If he decided to turn pro, he would still have to qualify,
right?
Because he wasn't getting in.
He wasn't getting in.
He had to qualify, right? What? So I don't think that would have changed.
He got in as the NCAA champion. That's how he got in. Right?
No. He qualified.
Oh, that's right. He went over to Meadow Springs.
Yeah, he qualified. He was the top two.
Hit a ball underneath the power lines.
Yeah.
On that one hole.
Yeah. So he
seriously, there's a hole. There's power lines, right? If you hit it too high.
Yeah. So it's good for him.
Knocks it down.
We'll be pulling for him. Tees off tomorrow at 12:41.
That's awesome. I thought it was cool. So I'm on the 16th green. Yeah, cool. What? I'm like, awesome. What? What did you say? Cameron Champ's really slow.
Yeah,
in front of him.
And Woodland.
Gary Woodland.
Yeah, I was like, hit a ball in a Woodland and say, what did you ever win?
You say he's starting to pump him into him though.
This kid can smash the
that
ball,
thing
man.
Is going to be. That's going to. There's some dudes that are just going to lose their mind this week. Oh my god! Like when you're in the rough and you're hitting a ball and it's goes like 2 feet and guys are just.
Well, it's weird because
it's
such a weird grass because some of it's so thick that the ball can land in there and then just sit on top of it.
Yeah.
And then your club goes underneath it.
Right.
And then you miss it entirely.
Yeah.
They talked about yesterday.
Goes backwards up in the air.
Oh my god!
That you can double hit it.
Yeah.
Which you can't do.
Right.
And then
and then
sometimes it can fall in where it's so thick that it's 6-8 inches deep.
How long till DeChambeau calls the rules official over?
First
and there's an issue with something in the rough.
No, I don't know. Well,
it's just like I need a ruling here. That's called rough, sir.
This is Patrick Reed again. I mean, this is what happened at Torrey. This is earlier this year, the Farmers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that plugged.
Yeah.
That didn't
work. But he went on to win.
Come on, Reed.
And I needed that. That was a big win.
I need Reed this week.
Yeah, I'm kind of.
Reed's a good pick this week.
You know what? I'm kind of leaning towards him.
He's a great pick.
Hard guy to root
week.
For, but yeah, I'm like kind of leaning towards him.
People have been asking because every pick I go with, they never win.
Yeah,
so
who,
go opposite.
I took
Koepka. I think Koepka's going to be big. I think
good. That's good news for me then.
But Koepka has this thing where he only performs in these majors, and I think this whole Brooks or this whole DeChambeau thing is going to just
dial him in.
I liked Koepka too. I think with Koepka, it's going to be yes or no.
Yeah.
He won't just make the cut.
Mm-hmm.
He'll either be in it.
Or Brooksy. All right, what do you got coming up, Ian? We get Jeff on time here.
We're going to check in. Eric O'Flaherty is going to join us.
Sweet.
Old Mariner friend. We'll talk to him about the SpyTac and what he thinks. I think he's opposite with old school Daniel Robertson the other day. I don't care.
Yeah.
Just throw the ball. I think Eric will think different. And then Ryan S. Clark from The Athletic talking hockey at 2 o'clock
Sweet.
Today.
Yep. All right, have a great show. We'll see you in a few weeks.
Slick
has got the controls here for the next couple weeks. We'll be road tripping. We'll update you throughout.
Nice.
And we promise to make it back safe. We promise to be better tomorrow, but I guarantee we'll be better tomorrow.
I doubt it.
No shirt, no shoes, no ties.
Anybody like to smoke some pot?
I was born to love you. I was born to lick your face. I was born to love you. But you were born to rub me first.
What do you need my address for?
We'd like to send out a mailer.
Mother of mercy, I don't speak Japanese!
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.